Australia and New Zealand have patched up diplomatic relations with Fiji during trilateral discussions in Sydney. The Australian High Commissioner to Fiji was kicked out 3 years ago and accused of interfering in local politics. But now the envoy will return, following a commitment from the Pacific nation it's serious about holding democratic elections by 2014. The union movements in Australia and New Zealand have been vocal about Fiji's poor human rights record in recent years, and they're cautious about the decision to reopen a dialogue, saying it could send the wrong message to the military government.
This really is part of the politics of engagement, and my understanding is that this is about influencing the military regime there to return to democracy. We have concerns, however, that the regime may well see it as a sign that the Australian government is softening its views on the human rights violations that are occurring in Fiji.
The governments of Australia and New Zealand have rekindled diplomatic relations with Fiji and softened travel sanctions after Fiji's government said it was on track to draw up a constitution and hold free and fair elections. But Jed Carney, president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, says Australia has been too quick to embrace Fiji's assurances of reform.
We've in constant contact with trade unionists and workers in Fiji, and they too are concerned. They carry the same concerns that we do about the message that this is sending to the regime, that it can't be seen as an acceptance of the political situation in Fiji where human rights and workers' rights are being violated every day.
Fiji's leader, Commodore Frank Bainimarama, took power in 2006 and since then has implemented a number of decrees limiting media freedoms and human rights. Only recently were laws preventing gatherings of three or more people lifted. Professor Bridge Lull from the College of Asia and the Pacific at the Australian National University was expelled from Fiji in 2009. He says the move to restore official diplomatic ties may be a good sign.
It's the first step on a long journey back to parliamentary democracy. I think it's also important that this engagement will make Fiji realise the need to bear in mind the consequences of its actions as they affect its neighbours. I think the actions that it takes, the promises that it has made, will be scrutinised, I suppose, by the international community to see if they live up to the promises they have made. So I think from all those points of view, this is potentially an important development.
Although Bainimarama has broken promises for democratic reform in the past.
Well, that's right. The record is not a clean one. But I suppose at some point one has to give them the benefit of the doubt and see if what they have promised they will deliver to the people of the country.
One of the commitments the Fijian government has made is that it will consult widely with its citizens in drafting a new constitution. Jed Carney says she doesn't have much faith in this process.
You cannot have free consultation and debate in a country that has no free media, in a country that does not allow people to freely assemble or to hold meetings and debate the issues of the day, in a country that does not allow people to publicly disagree with the government, or that doesn't allow their workers to have trade unions represent them in their workplace or help them collectively bargain. So until we see those changes, we think the Australian government needs to be very wary of their engagement agenda.
Secretary of the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions, Peter Conway, has similar reservations.
Our concerns are that the lifting of sanctions to the extent that's been done and restoring of diplomatic links may be too soon and or has been given too cheaply. You know, if we've got the absence of a free press and we've got unions being undermined at this time, I don't think there's a lot of hope of free and fair elections. The test, I think, in the meantime, is around the constitutional review. That should, for instance, include fundamental rights for workers to be able to collectively bargain and organise. That would be a strong signal that this has been worthwhile.
Peter Conway, Secretary of the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions, finishing that report.
Across Australia, you're listening to The Wire, Community Radio's national current affairs program.